Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible reads, "For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" This is just another verse, one of hundreds, that just demolish this oneness doctrine and clearly show that God the Father and Jesus are not the same person, right? That there's God the Father, and then there's Jesus, and then there's the Holy Ghost, and that these three are one God, but they are not the same person. There are three persons, one God. That's what the traditional view of the Trinity teaches. And this verse says that he received from God the Father. And it specifies God the Father because Jesus is God also, okay? But he's not God the Father, he's the Son. So it says that he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." So I guess according to the oneness or modalist doctrine, he's saying, "This is myself in whom I'm well pleased. I'm very pleased with myself." No, he's not saying I'm pleased with myself. He's saying I'm pleased with my beloved Son. This is God the Father expressing his pleasure in the Son. The Father loves the Son. The Father sent the Son. The Son returns to the Father. Why? Because they are two persons. And then the third person is the Holy Ghost. And that's why the Trinity is biblical, because you have three persons, one God.